In national legislation, there is no provision which would place women as more vulnerable or in a worse position than men. If today we maintain an imbalance or any discrepancy that is purely linked to the role of women in fulfilling their family responsibilities to look after children, and there are traditional family values of our country which are reflected in this way. All the same, in the Russian Federation, we have policies in place to provide additional possibilities and opportunities for women to promote their economic activities, their independence, their competitiveness on the labour market, and to increase their participation in society and public life. This is why we adopted the National Strategy for Women up until 2030. The objectives of this strategy are to expand women's participation in the economy and to promote them in different professions where they're underrepresented, to ensure access to leading positions and managerial positions, and to promote flexible working arrangements. Given this, to conclude, I wish to state that Russia cannot agree with the thesis that we have a patriarchal society with stereotypical relationships and discriminatory relationship to women. Russian society traditionally is based on a love for women. This is love which comes from mothers and then is given to mothers.